Hi there, welcome to GCSE Maths Mastery. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most precise and satisfying topics in the OCR GCSE Mathematics specification, constructions. Whether you're on foundation or higher tier, this is topic 3.6, and it's all about using a ruler and pair of compasses to create accurate geometric diagrams. No protractors allowed when the question says construct. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to nail perpendicular bisectors, angle bisectors, and locus problems, and more importantly, how to pick up every single mark the examiners are offering. Let's get started. So, what exactly are constructions? In maths, a construction is a precise drawing made using only a ruler and a pair of compasses. The key word here is precise. Examiners are looking for accuracy within 2 millimeters and 2 degrees. That might sound strict, but here's the good news. Even if your final line is slightly off, you can still earn method marks by showing your construction arcs. That's why you must never erase those arcs. They're your evidence. Let's break down the three main types of constructions you'll see in the exam. First up, the perpendicular bisector of a line segment. Imagine you have a line segment AB. The perpendicular bisector is a line that cuts AB exactly in half at a right angle. Here's how you construct it. Place your compass point on A and draw an arc above and below the line. Make sure the radius is more than half the length of AB. Without changing the radius, move your compass to point B and draw 2 more arcs that intersect the first ones. Now use your ruler to draw a straight line through those 2 intersection points. That line is your perpendicular bisector, and it passes through the midpoint misure. The examiner will award 1 mark for visible arcs and another for the bisector being within tolerance. Next, the angle bisector. This divides an angle into 2 equal parts. Let's say you have an angle at vertex V formed by 2 lines. Place your compass on V and draw an arc that crosses both lines. Call those points P and Q. Now place your compass on P and draw an arc between the 2 lines. Do the same from Q, making sure the arcs intersect at a point R. Draw a line from V through R and you've bisected the angle. Again, leave those arcs visible, they're worth marks, even if your final line isn't perfect. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Loci. A locus is the set of all points that satisfy a particular condition. For example, the locus of points equidistant from 2 points A and B is the perpendicular bisector of AB. The locus of points equidistant from 2 lines is the angle bisector. On higher tier, you'll often be asked to shade a region that satisfies multiple conditions, like closer to A than B and more than 4 centimeters from point C. You'll need to construct the perpendicular bisector of AB, draw a circle of radius 4 centimeters centered at C, and then shade the region that satisfies both. Examiners love these multi-step problems because they test whether you really understand what a locus represents. One more thing. The word construct in a question is a command word. If you see it, you must use compasses. If you use a protractor or measure angles with a set square, you'll score 0 for that part, even if your diagram looks perfect. The examiners are checking your method, not just your result. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about how to maximize your marks. First, keep your compass tight. A loose compass will slip as you rotate it, and your arcs won't be accurate. Before the exam, check your equipment. Sharpen your pencil, tighten the compass screw, and make sure your ruler has a clear 0 mark. Second, never erase your construction arcs. I can't stress this enough. Those arcs are your working out. Even if your final bisector is a bit wonky, the examiner can award method marks for correct arcs. If you rub them out, you've thrown away marks. Third, watch your tolerance. Perpendicular bisectors must be within plus or minus 2 millimeters of the midpoint and plus or minus 2 degrees of perpendicular. Angle bisectors must be within plus or minus 2 degrees. If you're rushing, you might miss by 3 millimeters and lose the accuracy mark, so take your time. Fourth, in locus problems, read the question carefully. Closer to A than B means on the A side of the perpendicular bisector. More than 4 centimeters from C means outside the circle. If the question says shade the region, make sure you shade the correct area. Examiners often see students shade the wrong side. Finally, remember that foundation tier focuses on standard constructions, bisectors, and simple loci. Higher tier adds complexity with multiple conditions and region shading. Know your tier and practice the right level of question. Okay, let's test your memory. I'll ask 3 questions, pause the podcast, and answer them out loud. Question 1. What is the locus of points equidistant from 2 fixed points A and B? Answer. The perpendicular bisector of AB. Question 2. If a question says construct an angle of 60 degrees, can you use a protractor? Answer. No. You must use a ruler and compasses only. Question 3. Why must you leave your construction arcs visible? Answer. Because they provide evidence of your method and can earn you marks even if the final line is slightly inaccurate. How did you do? If you got all 3, you're on track. If not, rewind and listen again. Repetition is key. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the 3 main constructions: perpendicular bisectors, angle bisectors, and loci. Remember, constructions are all about precision and method. Use your compasses, keep your arcs visible, and work within the 2mm, 2-degree tolerance. On higher tier, practice multi-condition locus problems and make sure you shade the correct region. Constructions might seem fiddly, but they're actually one of the most reliable topics for picking up marks because the method is always the same. Practice until it's automatic and you'll walk into the exam with confidence. Thanks for listening to GCSE Maths Mastery. If you found this helpful, check out our other episodes on the OCR specification. Good luck with your revision, and remember, leave those arcs visible. See you next time.